We're talking about the subject of what to do when there is no way out. And we're using 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We talked about how the enemy was coming against Israel and how the king of Israel realized early on that he had no power against this enemy, how he humbled himself. He humbled himself and the people of Israel humbled themselves before the Lord. We know from Scripture that God gives grace to the humble. They humble themselves in prayer and fasting, seeking the Lord, seeking help from God, because there was no other solution. There was no way out. So many times in life, we find ourselves in a situation where there's no way out. Then the key is to turn to the Lord. And we have seen here, as we are studying this scripture, how seeking the Lord brings different keys. And the first key, of course, was seeking the Lord in prayer and fasting, in humility, and then to come before the Lord, the unity of Israel coming before the Lord and seeking Him, even with the children, the little ones. And they said, we don't know what to do. We can see, we pick it up in verse 12, the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Neither know we what to do. We come to the end of our understanding. We come to the end of our knowledge. But then if we turn to the Lord, like the children of Israel here, they're turning to the Lord. Our eyes are upon thee. And we quoted a scripture from Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking to Him gives us faith. Looking to the problem, looking to the obstacles, looking to the enemy, that doesn't bring faith, but looking unto Him gives us faith, because faith comes by hearing from Him. Faith comes by hearing the anointed word of the Lord, according to Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by looking unto Him. We see Jesus called Peter out on the water when he can walk in on the water. And as long as Peter looked at Jesus, he had faith. As long as we look to the word, as long as we look to the Lord, as long as we seek Him, we will get faith. And with the faith comes the solution. Because God will move through our faith and save us from all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. So they stood before the Lord, totally surrendered. And then came the prophetic anointing in the congregation. It was Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. The Spirit, the prophetic anointing, hallelujah, came. And God spoke to this man. And He said in verse 15, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is assuming responsibility for His people, because His people is looking out to Him like helpless children, like helpless little birds that look for the mother to come with a worm over the food. totally depending for their existence on the mother. So we are to be dependent on the Lord for our existence. And then God will speak, and He did speak here. And He's saying, this is not your problem, this is my problem. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Don't look at this huge problem. For me, It's not a big problem. The battle is not yours. It's mine, the Lord says. Actually, Hebrews 4:3 says something wonderful. It says, for we which have believed enter into rest. So once we look away from the problem, looking after the Lord, seeking his plan, seeking his solutions, then we can enter into rest and just praise him, and the Lord begin to battle for us. Verse 16, tomorrow go ye down against them. These are specific instructions we are to hearken to, and not only hearken to, but to fulfill, so that God can move for on our behalf. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. They received the word of the Lord. What a wonderful thing. They didn't only hear what God had to say, but they received what God had to say. They could have said, well, we don't know about this. Maybe we need to do something besides what the Lord is saying. Maybe we need to take this matter into our own hands. They could have had a different idea what to do. No, they surrendered to the will of God. They received the instructions of the Lord. And they did not continue to fight in the flesh. You need not to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Just believe in the word of the Lord. Follow the instructions of the Lord. Don't fight in your own selves. The Bible says in the word of God, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Yes. But don't fight the fight of the flesh, but fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. I think that is 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. So the Lord has called us to believe his instruction, his word, receive the prophetic word. Not only did they receive it, but they embraced it. They humbled themselves before the Lord. They fell down and they stood up to praise him, because the victory was already theirs. So faith sees the victory already won. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not seen by the natural eyes, but seen by the spiritual eyes. And it began to praise. And we spoke in the last program about how God inhabits the praises. The Lord inhabits the praises of Israel. It says in Psalm 22:3, thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. Hallelujah. He comes into that presence. He comes into that context of us praising him, and he began to raise up his throne of authority. His throne is placed there, I think it says in the Swedish translation. Shekhinah comes, the presence of God himself comes when we praise him. This is the environment that God loves. This is the environment that attracts him. When we praise him, with faith, they were still in the same trouble. They were still in the same situation. Nothing outwardly had changed. What had changed is that the word of God had come, and they started seeing themselves as delivered. That's why they were rejoicing. Verse 20, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Believing God. It's all about believing God. When God has spoken that, we believe, take it, embrace it, and celebrate the word of the Lord, the word of the prophet. When the prophet gets his place in the congregation, then the congregation will prosper. So the enemy will fight very hard trying to stop the prophetic word of the Lord to be elevated and be released in the congregation. But when it is released and it's backed by the apostolic, it will release the people into prosperity and success and victory. Verse 21, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise again releases faith. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm coming back to this thought of God gives grace to the humble. He says, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And when they began to sing and to praise, then the Lord began to fight. It says, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Hallelujah. It actually says in the margin, they smote one another in fighting. They started fighting each other. Because they were fighting each other, they had lost the unity of purpose and zeal, and they were self-destructing. So the unity is a very important key as well. That we are united. We see in the book of Acts that Jesus, he gave a promise. He said, ye shall receive power, Acts 1:8, after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and so forth, and go forth into the ends of the world as witnesses. And there was a promise. And people came, and they began to pray. And many of them had seen the Lord risen. At one time there was about 500 that had seen him at the same time. And many of the disciples had seen Jesus risen from the dead. He ministered to them for 40 days as the risen Savior. Now it says, that they began to pray and seek the Lord. And after so many days, it was only 120 left. But they were united. And when the unity was there, the Holy Spirit fell. The glory fell where they were in the upper room. And this what was the promise of the Lord in order for them to be witnesses. Now in this case, the children of Israel, their existence was threatened by the enemy forces. And when they were united and united before the Lord with all their children, their families, one, as one people led by Jehoshaphat, then the prophetic word of the Lord came. They acted on the prophetic word of the Lord. They put their trust in God. They showed it by praising God. They already had the victory before they actually had it. By faith they had it. And they praised him again. And this was the last step here in verse 22. That they began to sing and praise. And then there was division in the enemy camp. And the enemy began to self-destruct. And God gave a total and complete victory. Even so, he will give you, he will give me, he will give the congregation, the churches that seek him, they will get the victory, they will get the deliverance when the prophetic word of the Lord is received and celebrated. God will glorify himself and deliver his people for his glory in Jesus' mighty name. May God richly bless you to receive the word of the Lord. This is my prayer. Until next time, in Jesus' name, amen.